Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to be talking about children having to defend themselves against the onslaught of the useful idiots in public schools. It's something that we've talked about over the years. That's the reason we were doing public high schools again. If you're a new listener, you'll understand that the younger generation is being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. It's the Christian's job to bring about the answers, Isaiah 58:12, to the world, not the problems. And there is no reason, absolutely no reason whatsoever, no excuses when it comes to the older generation as to why we have to have 9-year-olds defending themselves against a system that is trying to create division between races. None, zero, zilch. It's criminal, folks. It's communism is really what it comes down to. That's the bottom line. We're going to get to that in just a couple of minutes. Before we do, I want you to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. You will see the social media platforms on sonsoflibertymedia.com. You're also going to find that 10 to 15 articles are found over there every day combating the lies in the mainstream media. And I'll tell you what, folks, Ephesians 5:11 comes to my aid because that's what we should all be doing, because if we did do that, we wouldn't be in the predicament that we're in today. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also, go over to Sons of Liberty Radio Live on that Sons of Liberty Media page, and also subscribe. Subscribe. We had our page taken down from YouTube, accumulation of 7 years, that we have to now rebuild. So we are rebuilding in the process of doing just that. Also, go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. Go to the top left side of the page. You will find us there. Join us on social media platforms right then and there. Folks, if you want to jump off and get on the phone, if you're listening to us in 153 cities through an antenna, a live feed from an antenna concerning our 153 affiliates across the United States of America, fear not to give us a call. Pro or con, it matters not. Jude 3 comes to my aid right now. That phone number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want to give you a heads up real quick concerning scheduling. People ask all the time, where are you going to be? Next week, we are going to be on Monday, June 28th. At 6 p.m., Monday, June 28th, at 6 p.m., at KHNC 1360 a.m., the event will be held at the radio station. I don't know how this is going to go down, but we'll see how it transpires. KHNC 1360 a.m., the event will be held at the radio station, 2nd Street, Parrish Avenue. 2nd Street, South Parrish Avenue, Johnstown, Colorado. Johnstown, Colorado, next week. Also wanted to let you know, friends, we're going to be in California, Escondido, at a private affair there, I guess. That's how it's rolling out right now in Escondido. We'll see if that overflows. Again, we'll be doing a private affair there the following week, and then we will be in Milwaukee. I'll be the main speaker at the Constitution Party there, and then shortly thereafter, we'll be over in Michigan. I believe we just got another date. Now we're being picked up over again in a Rapid City, South Dakota area as well. We got a couple dates building over there as well as we speak. So we'll see how things transpire. I'll keep you posted as to how things do transpire, and we'll keep you posted for the hopes that we might meet you one day. Again, folks, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Let's get to this. In the state of Minnesota today, I guess a lot of people are getting this, we got a text message on our phones, and I want you to hear what it says. This is the Minnesota Department of Health with info about COVID-19 vaccines near you. Okay? I want you to think about what they're saying. Now, just to show you how they're pushing forward, because they're feeling the people's mush. When they feel your steel, they will retreat. That is out of the communist playbook. It's time for them to feel your steel. But listen what they had to say. Think of the crowd at the Gophers football game. Now imagine that stadium overflowing in your county and all of the residents cheering for a touchdown. That's how many of us have been vaccinated, nearly 60,000. If you haven't got your shot yet, now's the time. Every age 12 plus is now eligible for a safe, effective COVID-19 vaccine. Isn't that interesting that they would say, now is the time to get your safe vaccination? Because, friends, I don't know if you've seen this or not. It's very disheartening. I get emails all day long sharing with us the information that the mainstream media means to withhold. And what we have, friends, is a 13-year-old boy that just got his second vaccination. His name is Jacob Kleinick. 13-year-old Michigan boy develops myocarditis. Dead 3 days after second experimental Pfizer mRNA shot. Now, again, we're not going to hear this through the mainstream media, and this is what's bothersome, again, about all of that which is taking place here. We have an individual named Tammy Burgess who said, a week ago today, my brother's 13-year-old son had his second COVID shot. Less than 3 days later, he died. The initial autopsy results done Friday were at this, that his heart was enlarged and there was some fluid surrounding it. He had no known health problems prior to that, was on no medications. And of course, friends, they're going to play this down and they'll probably end up telling the American people that he died from some mysterious disease when in fact, friends, what we have here is another case of a young man dying from the Pfizer shot just days after taking it. Now, I also got some more information sent to me today, friends, as well, concerning the numbers that are being tallied right now. And what I have here in front of me concerning this is just covering short topics before we get to our main topic, friends. But what we have here is 53 dead in Gibraltar in 10 days after their experimental Pfizer mRNA COVID injections. 10 days after they started, 53 people died instantaneously. Okay, again, this is the information that they're withholding from the people, and I'm doing my best to blow the trumpet, friends, to be found a faithful witness that delivers souls, and you can either take the truth of the matter or you can deny it, and that will be to your own demise, rest assured. But we are doing our best to warn the people, because we love the people, concerning what's taking place, not only just in America, but on a global basis. We broadcast into 53 countries as well. And it's time for you to either take heed or reject the truth of the matter, again, to that of your own demise. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Okay, so let's get to it. 1-866-582-9933. If you're on social media platforms right now, I'm sure that you can see what I have up on the screen. If you're listening to one of the 153 stations across the country or 53 countries that we broadcast into, I'm going to comment it. I'm going to narrate for you, okay? But what we have in front of us right now is a young man who gave a speech. I showed this on Saturday. He was a young man in the state of Minnesota who's exposing critical race theory in speech. And I just want to make sure people understand what's going on here, okay? They're trying to give power to a people of color, and keep in mind, black is a color, and white is a color, yellow is a color, purple is a color, they are all colors. What they're trying to do is pit color against color, is what they're doing. Mark 3:25 comes to my aid, where they're trying to divide and conquer, because a house divided against itself will not stand. Well, they're trying to indoctrinate your kids now, the useful idiots in public schools are, as they would say, just doing their job, when in fact that's the furthest thing from the truth, because this is unlawful indoctrination taking place in public schools in America today. But if you were with us on Saturday, you may have heard this.
District 1 and 6 schools are quickly becoming...
I'm not going to play the whole thing.
...activism is actually more important
than... Same as Brad Taylor.
...voting education.
He's in District 196.
Take you back to my first day at RHS this
fall. He's exposing what's going on in public schools.
Speech about equality.
It's offensive, and it's illegal. And these are the young people in our country today that have to stand up and fight off the wolves because their parents are actually dropping them off at the school gates to be illegally indoctrinated. Okay? And I want you to remember, friends, 86% of those that send their kids to public schools today profess to be Christians, conservatives, and or patriots. There's a whole lot of hypocrisy going on in this country. Do as I say, but don't do as I do, right? Put that up against Matthew 23, verse 3. Now what I want to show you, friends, is I just did an article this morning. You may have seen this. You may have not have seen this. But there was a 9-year-old that was left no other option but to now defend herself, and she does it. Now I want to remind you, friends, that 86% of those that are sending their kids into public schools today are self-professed Christians. It's a lack of Christianity. Christianity. They call themselves conservatives. It's a lack of conservatism. They call themselves patriots. It's a lack of, friends, Americanism. Let me say it that way. Patriot, by the way, defined out in Webster's 1828, means to uphold dying laws, not to allow the bad guys to tear them down and stand back and do nothing about it. Okay? But one thing that we realized, as I said earlier, when doing high schools across the country, was that the young people were being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. As much as it was true then, it is even more true and just as true as it is today. Put that up against Proverbs 22, verse 6. Now, I just have one question for you before I play this audio video of this little 9-year-old that has to defend herself in fighting off the wolves, the useful idiots in public schools. Okay, here's the question. What kind of a fool, Americans, what kind of a fool outside of America would send their children into a public school to be raised up by their sworn enemies? Can somebody please help me understand this? Luke 7:35, wisdom is justified by her children. Okay, and as it's been accredited to that of Abe Lincoln, he said the philosophy taught in one generation will be the philosophy taught in the next in the government. So if you think things are bad now, friends, I just want you to remember that they're going to get worse and they're going to get worse. Sooner or later, these young people that you're allowing to be subjected to everything and protected from nothing, soon enough, they are going to be incumbent. They are going to be in positions of representation. They are going to be incumbent. They are going to be in the pulpits. And again, if you think things are bad now, just wait until they get there, because they're going to look at that older generation that has forgotten them and has left them, thrown them into the pool, the cesspool of indoctrination, only to be devoured by the sharks. They're going to make sure, friends, at the end of the day, they get back at those that have forgotten about them, and not even just forgotten about them, but has even taken the time and have taken the time to drop them off at the school gate to be illegally indoctrinated. What comes to my aid right now is William Hansen, the Secretary of Education under Ronald Reagan, who had said back in the 80s, he said in essence that the longer that kids stay in public school, the stupider they get. The stupider they get on purpose. You know, and I can hear some older people saying right now, trying to justify the unjustifiable. Well, you know, I had to be raised up over there. Yep, so did I. Didn't have a dad. My mom was always gone. Came home. My pa was pa on Little House in the Prairie. Laugh at you, if you will. But God was looking out, to say the least. I have enough common sense to know that if it happened to me, to make sure that it doesn't happen to my kid. Isn't that how this is supposed to work? Yeah, doing for your kids what was never done for you, that's called love. That's called looking out. That's called training them up in the ways that they should go, so when they're old, they will not depart from them. You know, you're either going to leave a legacy as one that's blessed, or you're going to be leaving a legacy as one that's cursed. And I want to say one more thing before I play this audio video, friends. And I say it out of love, out of sincerity. Right? All scripture is given by God, 2 Timothy 3:16, by the inspiration of God, for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness. And what is it? I know that there's many people that think, you know what, to H with the kids. We hear it all the time. To H with the kids. To H with your kids. You say they're not your kids. Oh, yes, they are. Oh, yes, you are your brother's keeper, and you're going to answer to God on Judgment Day, Revelation 21, verse 8. Hebrews 9:27, 2 Corinthians 5:10 and 11, regardless if you like it, for everything that you did and for everything that you've left undone, and you will give an account for it. Well, some say, well, you know what, I can't wait to get out of here. To do what? To stand in front of your judge and answer to him for your dereliction of duty before him? What are you going to answer to God for? Are you going to say, Lord, I just gave him over to the enemy who comes to steal, kill, and destroy? John 10:10. And what do you think the Lord's going to do with the such or the likes of one that would have the audacity, the brazen audacity, to stand before their judge and say, you know what, I just left them to the wolves. I just left them to the enemy of their souls. Well, then you're going to get your just recompense, are you not? Yes, indeed you are. Yes, indeed you are. So let me tee you this up. I got a hard break coming up really quick. But Red Voice Media just reported that a 9-year-old girl destroys school board. A 9-year-old girl destroys school board over BLM posters. Now, keep in mind, friends, first-hand accounts. BLM does not have the support of the American people. They want you to believe that everybody supports them when, in fact, folks, there's probably five members. I'm being facetious. But, again, what they want to do is they want to use the Saul Alinsky tactic. They want you to believe that everybody's in support of Black Lives Matter. Folks, even the black communities are not supporting BLM. The only ones that are supporting the BLM are the paid provocateurs or the Marxists that head up the organization that have just been busted for crime after crime after crime. Why are they cramming this indoctrination down the students' throats, Americans? Why are you allowing this to happen in your school district? It doesn't take a majority to prevail. It just takes someone faithful to stand up and go in there and directly confront those that mean to advance this propaganda. Because that's how it stops. Rest assured, Joshua 1:7 comes to my aid. But this little 9-year-old girl spoke at her local school board meeting over Black Lives Matter posters placed on her campus, and this is a video you need to see. Now, I'm going to play it for you in just a moment, but I want you to understand that on Saturday, I played this piece of this 15-year-old high school student exposing the same exact thing. And again, this was happening in the state of Minnesota in particular, but you can rest assured this is what they're trying to promulgate throughout the United States of America in public schools. So I had a 15-year-old on Saturday. Now I have a 19-year-old that has to fend off the wolves because the parents are giving themselves or their children over to the wolves. And again, this should be far from any American to be letting this take place in the United States of America. I'm also going to get over to, after I play that audio video after this hard break, I'm going to go over to a black father who dismantles critical race theory in just minutes. He is angry. Youth Talk, he's jacked. He's jacked about what he sees happening in public schools. And what he does, again, friends, is he dismantles this critical race theory in just minutes. And keep in mind, friends, these people that are the head of the BLM, they've already been exposed as the Marxists that they are, friends. You need to understand, they want black power. They want reparations, friends. I mean, blaming the last how many generations for the crimes of, in some cases, their forefathers who, in fact, freed them through the Emancipation Proclamation. Let's think about what's going on here, friends, because this is laid at the foot of those, namely the powers that are tolerated that mean to divide the American people. So I'm going to get over to this little 9-year-old, and I'm also going to get over to this black father who, in just minutes, friends, completely tears it down, dismantles every single lie that's being thrown on the kids in public schools, and it's time for the American people to realize what in fact is happening because it's gone way too far. As a matter of fact, it went way too far a long time ago. So we're going to come right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. If you want to add to or take away, 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to play these audios and these videos on the other side of this hard break.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is blasting the sweeping Democrat voting rights bill, saying it's transparently partisan and saying it's a recipe for undermining confidence in elections. On the Democratic side of the aisle, does Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer have all the Democrats on board? West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin, one of the possible holdouts, saying,
I got to make sure that we're going to move to a better compromise, okay? But for me to have the vote, it doesn't matter. Everyone's moving. I haven't seen it, though. Okay?
They haven't made the changes to your liking.
I'm understanding they're working. Everyone's working and real good. You've had President Obama come out. You've had basically Stacey Abrams. We're looking at a much better approach to take.
The White House acknowledging that President Biden's goal of seeing 70% of all American adults with at least one COVID-19 shot will not happen. USA Radio News. COVID-19 protocols are continuing to be released for the upcoming Olympics.
When the Olympic Games begin next month, there will be some fans in the stands. Organizers announced Monday that a limited number of local fans will be allowed into venues with a maximum capacity of 10,000, while foreign supporters have already been banned from the Games. Officials did leave the option to bar fans again open if COVID cases rise. Japan is still dealing with a large number of infections and low numbers of vaccinations, as critics have called for the Games to be canceled. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
McDonald's is coming out with its first ever loyalty program next month, the fast food giant announcing it will launch on July 8th in the United States. Customers can get 100 points for each dollar they spend at McDonald's. How much it costs to redeem a reward depends on the item. Hash browns cost 1,500 points, while a Big Mac will set somebody back 6,000 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so let's do this, friends. What I'm going to show you right now and what you're going to hear concerning audio is a 9-year-old girl destroying school board over BLM posters in her public school. Okay, and guess who's bringing them into the school? This is in Minnesota. The adults are. The little 9-year-old sweetie here has to stand up and defend off the wolves. Something wrong with this picture, but I want you to check it out.
Right.
With what no she is about ready to do here, friends, is she is going to go ahead and she is going to tear down, just like the rest of them, friends. What they have to do, they will do. If they're left in a position to do it. And that's exactly what this little sweetie's going to do for you right now. Again, here's the little 9-year-old destroying school board over BLM posters. Check this out.
Walking down the hallway at Lakeview Elementary School to give a teacher a retiring gift. I looked up onto the wall and saw a BLM poster and an Amanda Gorman poster. In case you don't know who that chick is, she's some girl who did a poem at Biden's so-called inauguration. I was so mad. I was told 2 weeks ago at this very meeting spot, no politics in school. I believed what you said at this meeting. So at lunch, I went up to my principal to tell him about the BLM poster and that I wanted it down. He said it's not coming down. I was like, yeah, it is, because the school board said on May 25th, no BLM or politics in school. He said, that's weird. They were the ones who made them. I was stunned. When I was here 2 weeks ago, you told us to report any BLM in our schools. Apparently, you know they're in our schools because you made the signs.
That's right.
I said there should be no BLM in schools, period. Does not matter the color you make the posters and the font you use. We all understand the meaning. It is a political message about getting rid of police officers, rioting, burning buildings down while King Governor Welch just sits on his throne and watches. We all know. Changing the font or the color of posters does not change the meaning. I am 9 years old and I know that. You expect me to believe that you did not know what you were doing by making these posters? Come on, people. I do not judge people by the color of their skin. I don't really care what color their hair, skin, or eyes is.
Amen.
I judge by the content or the way they treat me. MLK said, I have a dream that one day my four little children will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. That dream has come true. I do not care or look at the color of skin, but you make me think of it. I have Asian, Mexican, white, Chinese, Amen. Black friends, and I don't care. I like them because some of them make me laugh, some are sweet and kind, sporty, or share the love of God. They are just my friends. You have lied to me, and I am very disappointed in all of you. You cannot even follow your own rules. If you're going to do that, why do we follow any rules we deemed unfit or ridiculous? I'm not following your mask rule anymore then. Get the posters out of our schools. Courage is contagious, so be courageous.
Amen. So there we have a little nine-year-old, again, standing up and doing what the adults are in fact doing. She said, you're the ones that created the posters. You're the ones that told us that we can't have them in public schools, but yet, again, you're the ones putting the posters up. And what she said, friends, about the governor. Folks, this guy in the state of Minnesota is out of hand. And I want to tell you something. I just watched Eric Lucero's speech on the floor at the state capitol on June 14th, and he went for it, man. I'm telling you what, we need real representatives, and we need not just have these individuals that are responsible for this indoctrination that this little girl has to fend herself off from, but we need to deal with the people that are actually advocating this propaganda, starting in the state, first with the families under God, and then the governors, their said representatives, and they need to be removed, Article 2, Section 4, and yes, indeed, friends, they need to be prosecuted for their crimes against our children, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Now, what I want to do is I want to go over to the black dad who dismantles critical. Notice the wording again, friends. They use these words as if they're, you know, they're good for the people to pay attention to. It's for the good of we the people, and they're looking out for us. No, 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 folks. We're the government. We the people are the government. Again, they work for us. They receive delegated authority from us to do the things that we entrust them to do, period. Nothing more, nothing less. And keep in mind, our rights come from God. They don't come from the state, period. But I want to go over here, friends, and I want to show you one dad that is jacked, angry about what's going on in public schools, piggybacking this little 15-year-old kid on Saturday, this little 9-year-old today, and now we're going to bring it over to dad and see what he has to say, friends, and I can guarantee you right now, it's not going to be good concerning what BLM and all five of their supporters mean to advocate. So let's get over to that, and then let's bring it down, or let's let him bring it down.
We're going to be teaching kids how to hate each other, how to dislike each other. It's pretty much what it's going to all come down to. You're going to deliberately teach kids, this white kid right here got it better than you because he's white? You're going to personally tell a white kid, oh, the black people are all down and suppressed. How do I have two medical degrees if I'm sitting here oppressed?
Amen.
Two medical degrees. No mom, no dad in the house. Worked my way through college. Sat there and hustled my butt off to get through college. You gonna tell me somebody that looked like all y'all white folks kept me from doing that?
Amen.
Are you serious?
Amen.
Not one white person ever came to me and said, well, son, you're never gonna be able to get to work because you know the black people. But guess what? What's sickening about this whole thing is what y'all doing right now is already something I do in my community right now to speak out against stuff because black folks are getting told by other black folks, oh, you know you ain't gonna be able to do nothing out there in the world because them white folks ain't gonna let you get no, oh, you know you're not gonna be able to do it because you know, the white man gonna keep you down. Well, how did I get where I am right now? If some white man kept
That's
me
right.
down. How am I Amen. Not directing over folks that look just like you guys in this room right now? How? What kept me down? What oppressed me? I worked for myself from off the streets to where I am right now. You gonna sit here and tell me this lie of critical race theory? Of this the reason why black folks can't get ahead because of white folks? Are you kidding me? This is what we come to now. I can't believe we're even talking about this right now. The last thing I'm gonna say right here is something that's crazy. Martin Luther King said he wanted his kids to grow up in a world where they are judged by the contents of their what?
Character.
Not their skin.
Yeah,
if they let this stuff go on right now, it is absolutely going the complete reverse of what he's doing. So when February comes, don't talk about Martin Luther King. When February comes, don't talk about Black Houston. Mother God will sit there and just pee, must pee on his grave with this nonsense. That's exactly what's about to happen. Lastly, we are talking about our kids. We are
talking
about our children. What's so sickening about me, I love the Discovery Channel. You will see that on Discovery Channel, animals will put their lives on the line to protect their children from danger. Nobody want to get to the heart of the matter, get to the meat of the matter, get to the moral of the story. It all comes down to it. The person that's going to be suffering from this, the one that's going to be hurt from this, is the kids.
Yeah.
10 years from now, if this stuff goes on, whose fault is it going to be? Whose fault is it going to be?
That's
who's
right.
Back on the blame for this? Because this is stuff we're talking about right now. This stuff is going on right now. I do this stuff on a daily basis. I'm in the hood. I'm in the communities. I'm out there with folks in their face. I've been doing stuff since I was 18 years old, talking to Black folks. And you know what? None of them are buying this nonsense.
That's right.
None of them are. But if you want to implement this into the school system, I guarantee you to the day that I die, I'm going to be the very person right there debunking stuff, tearing stuff down, letting them know they can do exactly what I did to get exactly what I did by putting themselves to work and getting there. And ain't not one white person ever going to keep any of them from getting there. So the CRT stuff, BS.
Yep, and folks, so there you have it again. Now, I mean, that was the Black community. And again, I want to make clear that white people are a people of color, too. So let's break down this nonsense. This is the powers that are tolerated through the mainstream media and their useful idiots and corrupt politicians that are tolerated by the American people that are pitting one against another concerning religion, their color, their skin, whatever the case might be. Frankly, I'm as tired of it as this brother from another mother is. And I want to make clear, friends, that Jesus came into the world again to save not our skin, but our souls. He said in Acts 17:26, one nation, we're all one blood. We are all one blood, okay? Who's making an issue out of color more than the people that are tolerated, the corrupt media and the corrupt politicians? Nobody. And folks, I've reiterated this point. Let me say it again. And I've said it over and over and over again. And folks, no one can debunk what I'm about to tell you, nor have they in the past, nor can they now, in the present, or in the future. Friends, they are attempting at every turn to create domestic insurrection because they want to create a warfare. Friends, so on the outside, we're easily taken down. And the only way that they can do that is that they divide us one against another. And again, friends, we need to knock off the nonsense here. And just like this dad said, folks, this is craziness is what it is. I'll be the first one to stand up against it. I'll debunk it. The Black communities are not for it. Folks, I remember when Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal sodomite foreigner, I remember saying over and over again, I was friends with Bishop Harry Jackson, who recently passed away. He was at my house, and he had told me he was a Black man. He was the one standing up for marriage during Bush's criminal regime. And he had told me, he goes, Bradley, when Obama got into office, he said the Black communities were embarrassed that he was the first Black president. But what did the white people think? Oh, well, you know, the Black people are supporting them. No, they're not. It's an issue of principle, not color. How is it that little kids don't make an issue out of people of color? But the grown-ups do. Man, I'm telling you what, we need to throw off everything. All things old have passed away. All things become new, said Jesus. And we need to grow up in grace, 2 Peter 3:18. We're to grow up in the grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because remember, adults, children were the model of heaven. It wasn't an adult. It was a child that was the model of heaven. So we need to unlearn much of what we have seen and what we're seeing today in this country. A lot of what's going on today is water under the bridge decades ago. Barack Hussein Obama comes into play the pimp to a community that didn't exist, but the American people thought existed. And what he wanted to do is he wanted to play the victim. Now, keep in mind, Barack Hussein Obama mysteriously comes out of nowhere. And for 142 days, he serves as a governor, a senator in Illinois, shows up 142 days, votes to abort babies. movies, which is all aimed at blacks and Hispanics, over 202 times. He mysteriously becomes the President of the United States of America, and 5 minutes before he does, friends, he said he wants to fundamentally transform America. How are you going to do that? Well, what did he do? What did the American people allow him to do for 8 years? Transgress the U.S. Constitution over 1,168 times. Americans, this is your government. Take it back or shut up. There's no better way to say it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. Dr. Mike Spaulding here, pastor of Calvary Chapel of Lima, Ohio, and the host of Soaring Eagle Radio and Dr. Mike Live. And you are listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio with my good friend, Bradley Dean. Stay tuned.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you, Rick. I do hear you. I do see you, my friend. I'm paying attention to Top Chat. Even now, if you want to jump over onto sonsoflibertymedia.com, please do go to the right side of the page. Join us on Top Chat, those social media platforms. Subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, subscribe to our live feed over on Rumble. If you'd like to go over to beforeitsnews.com, we're on the top left side of the page, Join us on social media platforms. Last segment, I want to cover a couple more things. We're doing some cleanup here once again, friends. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I want to show you something, and I want you to understand what I mean, again, when it comes to the likes of Rand Paul, who you think, for some reason or another, that he's the best that you've got. He's nothing more than an actor. He's another clown in the circus of politics, defending the establishment that everybody complains about, along with, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again, Trey Gowdy, American appeaser. Daryl Issa, American appeaser. We have Jason Chaffetz, American appeaser. Jim Jordan, American appeaser. It's absolutely amazing, friends, when you begin to get a little bit closer to these people, and instead of judging them by their fruit, you got to quit taking them for what they say, because they do nothing more than talk, friends. They are supposed to be the ones that bring about the attention of those that can bring justice upon the heads of corruption, and yet we get nothing but more talk. So let me show you this. This is, again, none other than Rand Paul, another great American appeaser, who is a plant to do nothing more than appease the American people because they want you to believe that if anybody's going to do anything about the corruption in D.C., these are the guys that are going to, they're going to get it done. And friends, they get nothing done but appease. Here you go. Check it out.
Still support funding of the
talking
NIH
to Anthony Fauci
of the lab in Wuhan.
I'm going to go ahead and set that up again.
Still support funding of the NIH funding of the lab in Wuhan.
Senator Paul, with all due respect, you are entirely.
See, they're not worried about Rand Paul.
Completely incorrect.
Ted Cruz.
That the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain of function research in the Wuhan Institute.
See, and the conservatives, what do? They make a joke out of it. As these corrupts get away with their crimes, the conservatives make a video and they mock it. They put up Rand Paul as being one of those that's going to get the job done. And again, what happens? They make a joke out of it. They make an absolute joke. Well, guess what, dummies? The joke's on you. That's stupid. When someone is promulgating, advancing, where people are being killed through their propaganda agenda, and to make a video that sets up Rand Paul as if one that's, as if to suggest he's really grilling Anthony Fauci. For those that could see the video, did Anthony Fauci, did he look worried about Rand Paul? No, absolutely not. He knows Rand's not going to go outside of his scripted talking points. This is political theater, friends, and you have put up with it far too long. So we have another one. So let me go over now to that Thomas Massey, congressman. I believe he's done a lot of good things in all sincerity because I believe he also says a lot of things that need to be said, and he's actually doing things that are needing to be done. Now, am I putting my hope in him? No. Nope. Cursed is every man that trusteth in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. I believe that's Jeremiah 17:9. Cross-check me. But with that said, I want you to see Thomas Massey being questioned by reporters concerning his vaccination status. And again, listen to what Thomas has to say because he says a lot of good things. And I'll go ahead and roll this out for you. I'll maybe have to start this over again, huh? But here we go.
During this whole pandemic, is the cover-up that's been committed by Fauci and the CDC, especially the CDC, about the effectiveness of immunity that's conferred after a natural infection, after you recover from that. They've completely ignored that. They want everybody to get vaccinated, even those who don't need vaccinated. And the science, if you follow the science on this, the Moderna trial showed there was no benefit of the vaccine to those who recovered from infection. The Pfizer trial showed there was no benefit to those who had recovered from infection from the vaccine. A recent study with 52,000 people at the Cleveland Clinic, 1,300 plus of whom did not receive the vaccine but had prior infection, showed that none of them got reinfected symptomatically. And then if you want to compare the efficacy of immunity from recovering from COVID to that of the vaccine, the biggest study out there is the whole country of Israel. Tel Aviv University, 6 million participants in this study, 6 million data points. And it showed there's virtually no difference. Actually, it showed a little bit, but probably not statistically significant, a little bit better immunity from natural infection. And before you all report this, I'm not saying go out and get the virus instead of getting the vaccine. The vaccine can save lives.
He's incorrect.
But there's no need. The science shows this. There's no need to get the vaccine.
Listen carefully.
If you've already recovered from COVID. And there's no need to expose yourself to that danger. The CDC knows this. They admitted to me on a recorded phone call that I'll be glad to give you, that they knew they were misreporting the results of the Pfizer data.
So you're saying, I just want to make sure I understand this.
number one, you didn't answer whether or not you've been vaccinated.
Well, first of all, it's none of your business, but I'm going to tell you, I'm not vaccinated. And until there's some science, by the way, I have a master's of science degree from MIT. I'm not a virologist, but I can read data. Everybody just needs to read. And don't put your head in the sand. Look at the data. I'm not going to get the vaccine until there's data that shows that it will improve upon the immunity that's been conferred to me as a result of a natural infection that I had.
Okay, so there you have it, friends. So I 100% totally disagree with his assessment on the vaccination. If you go to Health Impact News, you'll find out exactly what I'm talking about. If you talk to the likes of Dr. Tenpenny and the frontline doctors that are taking it to the CDC and the NIH and the WHO, folks, you're going to understand why. The scripture is very clear that in Leviticus 17:11, that life is in the blood. Okay, life is in the blood. And it tells us in Leviticus 19:19 that we're not to mix. Common sense comes into play. Who would want to go to the blood? Who would want to corrupt your immune system? Who would want to break down your immune system more than the devil himself, friends? And if you go back to one of the incarnate devils named Bill Gates, well, you can see, because he said it himself, that he wanted to depopulate the world by $3.5 billion. I did not say that. He said that. We played that video over and over and over again on this program, friends, to show you the proof. And it's interesting. Big tech companies are censoring the video. They're doing their best to expunge the video so you cannot see or hear it, as well as, friends, even trying to debunk the fact that Bill Gates said what he said. He said it. Now, nobody made that up. Billy Bob Gates said that. And keep in mind, his daddy, as a refresher course here, especially for those that have not heard this, his daddy was on the board of Planned Parenthood. Bill Gates, going back to him now, who said he wanted to depopulate the world from 9 billion to 6 billion. You first, Billy, you and your children and your wife first, Melinda first. They want to depopulate the planet by 3 billion. And the way to do that is if we do a really good, quote, unquote, friends, do a really good job on vaccinations. That's exactly what he said. A good job to this devil is to depopulate the planet by 3 billion people. He also talked about reproduction. In other words, Planned Parenthood. Notice what the word, folks, it's in contrast to its very definition. Planned Parenthood, right? Planned Parenthood? No, killing your child is what they're doing. And also reproductive planning. That is Planned Parenthood. That's abortion. That's murder, friends. Okay? Notice the wordplay that they're constantly getting over on the people, because they're not pulling the curtain back on these devils for who they are and what it is that they mean to do, because they are, in fact, doing it today. I can go on and on and on concerning what's going on today in the United States of America, but I would say this, friends, if you don't mind. I would suggest that if you would take the time and go over to the new shop over at the sonsoflibertymedia.com, I want to show you on per request. We just got a brand new shirt here, and it's rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. Don't talk to me about Romans 13 until you keep it in context from Genesis to Revelation. As a matter of fact, if you go to Romans 12:21, you'll see that the church is called to be the good, exposing and dealing with the bad. Also found in Ephesians 5:11. Just ask John the Baptist that. You'll understand what I'm talking about when he confronted Herod for all of his evils. And if you look at, by the way, if you look at the brand new shirt, per request, that's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. It says, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. Look at the slogan. This is the proposal of the national slogan by Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, and John Adams. It is the children of Israel on the promised land after they passed through the sea and the waters overtaking Pharaoh. And on the back, what does it say? When the Lord sent Moses to face Pharaoh saying, let my people go, it was not a request, it was a command.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.